September, ladies and gentlemen, it's Grandparents Day. If you're not posting photos of your grandparents on social media,
you're a horrible grandchild.
There you are. It's also Date Nut Bread Day, which sounds really good. Good morning. We're Joe. Three things you need to know this morning. The death of a shark that washed up on the beach at Wildwood Crest Saturday morning under investigation. The shark has been removed for examination.
Governor Phil Murphy has announced the state officials and public sector unions have hammered out an agreement to cut health benefits to public workers by $75 million. Most of the cuts will come from adjustments to the structure of the health plan. For example, the in-network deductible for individual workers will be $110 and $220 for families.
Wow, somebody has higher deductibles than us.
I know, crazy.
If you bought your Saturday night Powerball ticket in Cape May County, well, you didn't win the big prize, but you may be $100,000 richer.
Ooh.
Lottery officials say one of the runner-up tickets was purchased at the Pantry One store in Irma.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny, high of 73.
Enroll your smart thermostat in Atlantic City Electric's EnergyWise.
This is Gabby from Egg Harbor Township, and I wake up with Joe and Jana. Hallelujah, it's a brand new day. Cat Country 107.3.
You say I'll never change. I'm just to go around town with some gasoline. Just trying to bomb a flame. Gonna burn the whole place down. How do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? And turn around, say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. We try to go our separate ways, and we're back and forth like a swinging door, and tomorrow's like yesterday. Some days better than the night before, and you're back with me again. Then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking. If I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. If I'm such a waste of breath, such a waste of time, then why are you on your way to waste another Friday night? If I'm the problem, and your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason.
It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Jana's fangirl update coming up in minutes. This is Bradley Gilbert. Bottoms up. Cat Country 107.3.
See you and me riding like Bonnie and Clyde. Road 95 burning down 129, yeah. Looking for the law while I push my luck. She runs shotgun like it ain't no thing. Turn the radio off so the girl can sing right. Pulling to the party like y'all was something. Tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down, rock this quiet little country town. Drop the tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Oh, kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like girl herself. Yeah, tonight is bottoms up. day. Girl, I gotta tip my hat. Never thought a country song making you like that, yeah. And she's doing any days it do, girl. She got you tapping on the board show. Hey, dog, check this out, man. The Saturn girls do it in the dirty south, yeah. She have you on a knee, can I marry you? And tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down, rock this quiet little country town of you. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and feel your cup. Kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like, girl, what's up? Drinks up high, everybody feeling alright. Damn right, 'cause tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down, rock this quiet little country town and get up. Drop a tailgate on your truck, find a keg and fill your cup. Kick it on back, pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like, girl, what's up? Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like, girl, what's up? Tonight is bottoms up. Give them up. Tonight is bottoms up.
Bottoms up.
Give them up.
Brantley Gilbert. Country 107.3. We're Joe and Jana. It's time for Jana's Fangirl Update.
Well, another year of MTV's VMA Awards has officially come and gone.
Were they on last night? I couldn't find them.
Right,
I'm
yes.
Kidding. It was on every channel.
It was on every single channel last night. You may be like, okay, who cares? They never pay attention to country anyway. Well, that wasn't the case this year, actually. They just made history with a brand new Best Country category. And there were a lot of great people that were nominated. I mean, we had Chris Stapleton for Think I'm in Love with You, Cody Johnson and Carrie Underwood, I'm Gonna Love You, Jelly Roll Liar, Lainey Wilson, Morgan Wallen, Megan Maroney. Megan Maroney snagged the very first win in the category for her song, Am I Okay? She beat out all those huge names. This is a really big moment for the country music at the VMAs. If you missed it, we've got it up for you right now at catcountry1073.com. This guy was just here in Atlantic City opening for Old Dominion this weekend. Cowgirl singer Ernest has gone viral on social media along with Morgan Wallen with an a cappella version of Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus. Fans are freaking out at the thought of a new faith collaboration between these two. They're talking about a whole album, actually. All those details are up now on the Cat Country 107.3.
Joe and Jana coming soon. Cash Cow returns. Your chance to win $1,000 cash every day. You don't have to do anything yet, but actually what you could do is download the Cat Country 107.10. I know you did Saturday. You were at the Hard Rock.
Oh, my gosh. We had so much fun. We were there for the Old Dominion show, and Red Farron, Ernest, both opened up for them. They did a great job. All the guys from Old Dominion, they always are so good to us when we're there. So we actually got to go backstage and say hi to them, and they're fantastic, as well as all the listeners that we ran into. Oh, my gosh, it was so much fun. There was so much love in the pit. So shout out to everybody that was at Old Dominion. It was a great time seeing everybody. It was a blast. What'd you do?
I went axe throwing.
Oh, that's so cool. I love axe
throwing. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country joke of the morning. Brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of friends and family discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Don't miss out. Greg lives in Upper Township. He sent us the joke we're going to use today.
Upper Township, Greg. Thank you.
Guy walks into the Human Resources Department of the big company, hands over his application. HR director begins to scan the sheet, notices the applicant has been fired from every single job he's ever held. I must say, says the HR guy, your work history is terrible. You've been fired from every job. Yeah, says the man. But at least I'm not a crewwood. Well, week number one of the NFL season almost complete. There's one more game tonight, Monday Night Football, of course. We can tell you, Jana won the week with her NFL picks.
So far, so good.
You picked the Eagles winning, and they just
Thank God. I was scared. I was nervous.
You also picked the Chiefs. They lost.
Yeah.
And I think you picked the Packers over the Lions, and that was successful. So
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
That's right. Jana's picked every Friday morning at 8:25 here on Cat Country 107. Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country dumb story of the morning.
And where are we off to today?
Dusseldorf, Germany. A man who used a coffee shop restroom came back to his table, discovered his laptop was missing. Well, why he left it there was pretty dumb. But a few days later, the man spotted the laptop on a local buy-sell trade website and set up a computer to buy, or set up a meeting to buy the computer. The man arrived early at the meeting spot, had with him a female undercover cop who pretended to be his girlfriend. When the thief showed up with a laptop, he was immediately arrested.
Well,
duh.
That's what happens.
We're going to talk about scams. Have you ever heard of a scam in your, most scams probably, and you're saying, how could anybody possibly fall for that? That's like the worst scam ever. We have found the worst scam in the world, actually the worst scam in the universe, and yes, somebody fell a bit. Good morning, we're Joe. Things you need to know this morning. The death of a shark that washed up on the beach at Wildwood Crest Saturday morning under investigation. The shark has been removed for examination.
Governor Phil Murphy has announced the state officials and public sector unions have hammered out an agreement to cut health benefits to public workers by $75 million. Most of the cuts will come from adjustments to the structure of the health plan. For example, the in-network deductible for individual workers will be $110 and $220 for families.
Wow, somebody has higher deductibles than us.
I know, crazy.
If you bought your Saturday night Powerball ticket in Cayman County, well, you didn't win the big prize, but you may be $100,000 richer.
Ooh.
Lottery officials say one of the runner-up tickets was purchased at the Pantry One store in Irma.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny, high of 73.
Pantry One is 7.3 mornings with Joe and Jana in about 5 minutes. The worst scam ever, and it actually worked. It's the worst scam in the... And I was going to say in the world, but it's kind of the worst scam in the universe. We'll talk about coming up in 5 minutes. Right now, Cat Country Morning Birthday Shoutouts begin. Happy birthday, Doug Osmondson of KMA Courthouse. Ryan Duca, Williamstown has a birthday. Happy birthday, Ryan. Happy birthday to Allison DiDonato of Dorothy. Caprice Burstein of Egg Harbor Township has a birthday. Happy birthday, Caprice.
Happy birthday.
Leonora Humphreys of Egg Harbor Township is 67. Donna Peterson of Ventnor.
Donna.
Double Nichols, 55.
Nice.
Happy birthday to Kristen Butler of South Dennis, who's 54. Shannon Robinson of Ocean City is 35. Happy birthday, Shannon. Happy birthday to Alex Sale of Manahawkin, who's 60. And Teddy Jones of East Violent. He's 62 today. Happy birthday, Teddy.
Woo!
We miss you. Happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout out today, 54-year-old Christian Butler of South Denton. I think by now everyone, every single person within the sound of my voice has somebody has tried to scam you, whether it's on the phone, through text or email. You get an emails all the time from people, you know, wanting to send you billions of dollars.
Guess what? It's not real.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, most of the time, I guess, on these scams, you think, how can anybody fall for this?
Right.
This is the worst scam ever. Well, no, that's not the worst scam ever. We found the worst scam ever, and someone has fallen for it.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I'm going to read an example of what the email probably read.
Jeez. Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
The scam email. Again, this is not real. Don't answer this at home.
Okay.
My dearest love, since the moment we began speaking, you have brought me hope and warmth. Even from so far away in the cold silence of space, you are the light I look forward to when the mission ends.
Wait. So supposedly he's an astronaut?
Yes.
Supposedly,
an astronaut has reached out to somebody in Japan. Let me go on. But today I'm in a terrible situation. Our spacecraft has encountered trouble, and I must urgently pay for oxygen supplies, and communication access to make it safely home.
Right.
I cannot contact my government directly because of strict international agreements, but you are the only one I can trust. I would never ask if it were not for life or death. please, my beloved, can you send me 200,000 yen to the account I give you? It was went to a woman in Japan. It will be immediately used for the oxygen tanks I need. Apparently, there's a shuttle that runs back and forth and just...
I guess so.
Once I return, I promise to be by your side and begin our life together on Earth. You are my angel, my lifeline, my future. Do not let me perish here alone in the stars. Forever yours, Haruto, your loving astronaut.
Oh. It's a new level.
An 80-year-old Japanese woman.
Oh, no.
Has fallen victim to the scam.
New.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, or 10-15 minutes, Cat Country Morning Trivia up for grabs today. Two tickets to see Russell Dickerson. The singer's going to be at the Fillmore in Philadelphia Friday, September 19th.
Nice, nice.
You can win your ticket. Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. That's Kenny Chesney. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air, brought to you by our friends at Matt Blatt Nissan. Up for grabs today. We got two tickets to see Russell Dickerson. Their singer is bringing a show to the Fillmore in Philadelphia Friday, September 19th at 8 p.m.
Nice, nice.
When you win, you'll have two tickets. That's two tickets to see Russell Dickerson. Here's the question. By the way, the phone number is 609-383-1073 or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Here's the question. Some producers of this food have done lots of research on their product and have determined that its crunch should be heard from at least 10 paces away.
I love when people talk like that. 10 paces.
10 paces.
It's piratey.
Okay.
It is.
Some producers of this food have done lots of research on their product, have determined that its crunch should be heard from 10 paces away.
10 paces east,
matey. It has nothing to do with pirates. Country 107.3, Morning Trivia is on the air. At stake, we've got two tickets to see singer Russell Dickerson. He's going to be playing at the Fillmore in Philadelphia. Russell Dickerson will be there Friday, September 19th at 8 p.m. You have two tickets when you win. Here's the question. Some producers of this food have done lots of research on their product and determined that its crunch should be heard from 10 paces away. Its crunch should be heard from 10 paces away. Jana thought, since I said paces, it had something to do with pirates. But there's no pirates involved in this whatsoever.
10 paces east. Right? Right? I watched enough Pirates of the Caribbean.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, Cat Country.
Hi, is it a potato chip?
Potato chip is not it. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Is it a pickle?
A pickle is absolutely right. You're a winner.
Ooh.
All right.
What's your name?
Dale.
Dale, where are you from?
Ventnor.
Dale, we've got two tickets to see Russell Dickerson for you. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you.
That's right. Producers of pickles have determined that its crunch should be heard from 10 paces away. And we said it had nothing to do with pirates, but I actually looked this up. Good morning, so Joe and John, I'd like to take this time to publicly apologize to you, Jana, because...
Yeah, what are you doing?
You brought pirates into the conversation, and I said pickles can prevent scurvy, which is true. And then I said you smell like you might have scurvy.
And you said you didn't even know scurvy had a smell.
So I looked it up, and yes... And again, I apologize.
I smell great. What are you talking about?
You don't smell like scurvy. Scurvy, no. By the way, can cause a putrid, unpleasant smell due to symptoms like rotten smelling breath from unhealthy gums and spongy bleeding gums.
Not.
As well as potentially a putrid smelling sweat.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
In the advanced stages of scurvy. So for the record, I'd like to report, and for HR.
Gross.
I apologize, Jana, that I said you smelled like you might have scurvy.
Right.
You don't smell like that at all.
I know.
That I know of. For Joe and Jana, and for the second time in 15 minutes, I have to issue another apology. Let me go back and recap what happened. We asked a trivia question this morning. In the phrasing of the question, I used the word, I used the phrase 10 paces. Jana said that kind of sounds like pirate talk.
Yeah.
The answer to the trivia question, was pickles. And I told Jana that even though it had nothing to do with pirates, pirates should have eaten pickles because that prevents scurvy.
Sure.
And then I offhandedly said Jana smells like she has scurvy.
Which is disgusting.
Which was wrong, and I shouldn't have said that, and I apologize for that. Now, we got a message in on the Cat Country 107.3 app. By the way, you can always message us on the app. Just hit the message us button. It's from Jessica in Barnegat, and Jessica writes, Hey, Joe, I just wanted to write about hearing you talk on the radio about scurvy and how people with it might smell. My six-year-old son, Jeremiah, actually had scurvy not long ago. When he heard you talk about it on the radio, he got so upset and started crying because he thought everyone would think he smells bad. I reassured him that he's fine, he's healthy now, but I thought you'd like to know you gave us quite a moment at home this morning.
Way to go, Joe!
Thanks for keeping us laughing and entertained every day except for those 2 minutes this morning. The best, Jessica.
Making kids cry. So, Jessica, but thank you.
I'd like to issue a blatant apology to anyone who has or has ever had scurvy.
Jeremiah, you smell great.
Good morning. We're three things you need to know this morning. The death of a shark that washed up on the beach at Wildwood Crest Saturday morning under investigation. The shark has been removed for examination.
Governor Phil Murphy has announced the state officials and public sector unions have hammered out an agreement to cut health benefits to public workers by $75 million. Most of the cuts will come from adjustments to the structure of the health plan. For example, the in-network deductible for individual workers will be $110 and $220 for families.
Wow, somebody has higher deductibles than us.
I know, crazy.
If you bought your Saturday night Powerball ticket in Cayman County, well, you didn't win the big prize, but you may be $100,000 richer.
Ooh.
Lottery officials say one of the runner-up tickets was purchased at the Pantry One store in Irma.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny, high of 73.
Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
All right, here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, the worst thing about being a penguin is after you get into an argument, you got to try to waddle away all angrily, but you're still very adorable.
So cute.
Number two, I heard someone is suing Smartwater for it not making them smart. I'd like to formally announce my lawsuit against Thin Mints.
True.
Number three, maybe your baby is crying because it wants a cigarette.
Maybe.
Kind of random.
Number I doubt it, though.
Number four, you never really know a girl until you kiss her.
Oh, that's sure, true. That's I guess. True.
We're Joe and Jonna. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. The rule is that on the day you buy groceries, you also get takeout for dinner. It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Over the weekend, Hamilton Public Schools won the internet.
They did.
You might have saw the video from the, I guess, Phillies game. I forget where they were playing. Somewhere else, but as
of the Karen?
Yes, there was a Karen that went and tried to fight over a baseball that some guy had gotten for his son, and she got all upset.
Like, what were you doing?
But Hamilton Public Schools put on Facebook this message. The woman identified on social media as Phillies Karen is not and has never been an employee of Hamilton Public Schools. Blah, 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 blah. Anyone who works for our school district, attended as a student, or lives in our community would obviously have caught the ball barehanded in the first place.
Right.
Avoiding this got a message on our app, the Cat Country 107.3 app. This comes to us from Teresa. Teresa writes, I'm listening to you from the Portuguese island of Madeira.
Oh, cool.
In the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. I had to map this. It's actually off the coast of Africa. And really, as she said, it's in the middle of the ocean. She says, Teresa says, I'm so happy to be able to connect with my favorite Cat Country station that's always on when I'm back home in Manahawkin. I love the app. Thank you.
Aw, thanks.
Thank you, Teresa.
That's awesome, Teresa.
You can listen to us as anywhere in the world, just like Teresa, with the Cat Country 107.3 app. It's actually a good idea to download that also because you're going to need that app to win 1,000.